I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
I was walking on one cloudy morning with a certain shadow on my soul. Underneath a shadow that was yearning, be done walking on the burning coal.
New music from the band Gogol Bordello. Singing there is frontman Eugene Hoots, born in Ukraine, left with his family for many reasons, not the least of which was the danger of radiation from the Chernobyl nuclear meltdown in 1986. We'll hear more music from the band and hear Hoots' thoughts about identity and Ukraine in just a minute. Here's a short news item, though, from Ukraine that nicely sets up my chat with Eugene Hoots, because it tells us something about Ukrainian identity. Earlier this month, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko signed a bill that makes Ukrainian the official language in public schools for grades 5 and up. Poroshenko says the law will help kids get a leg up when looking for jobs in Ukraine. But minorities in Ukraine don't see it that way, and they don't want an official state language. Critics of the law say that mandating one language in the school system threatens people who speak Polish, Hungarian, or Russian. Russia has already stated that it's not happy with the law, and the government in Hungary has even threatened to block Ukraine's push for membership in the European Union. So, Ukraine trying to assert its identity while others sense a loss of identity and now seeing a struggle to fit in. That leads us back to Eugene Hoots, the lead singer of Gogol Bordello. He's often struggled to fit in, came to America from Ukraine, created a band in New York City that made a big impact, but then he split for Rio de Janeiro.
Basically, I went there for a carnival and then came home 7 years later.
You never left. You went to carnival, so like 2010, 11 or something like that?
2008.
2008.
Yeah, so. Then I went to Argentina for another year after Brazil.
Right. Eugene Hoots joined us in our studios recently. I wanted to ask him about the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. That battle began 2.5 years ago. It led to the Russian annexation of Crimea and ongoing battles in the eastern part of the country.
I am not really particularly inspired by this conflict. I mean, it's just like, I find it to be really absurd and depressing. The entanglement there is just, there is no end to that conversation. You know, I was kind of always pretty much aware that this is a very old land. It's already sort of set in its way. And it's going to kind of dwell in its old problems forever. Nothing is going to get resolved.
Yeah.
And Soviet Union, it was already kind of a disaster. So, you know, perhaps it's better to just do your best to, you know, align yourself with something more futuristic. I'm just not a person who dwells in an old,
problems. I'm wondering if you take that kind of attitude because you're not living there anymore. You're living here. When you talk with your contemporaries back in Kiev on the phone, do they feel the same way?
A lot of them feel, of course, very patriotic.
Do you feel patriotic?
On a level, on a tribal level, maybe, and on a cultural level. But I also know that Ukraine has been sort of diluted to a certain extent throughout Soviet era.
Now, that point is an important one that many Ukrainians agree with. Their culture and identity got subsumed by Russia during the Soviet era, and that aftertaste has lasted in Ukraine to this day. Here's Eugene Hoots again.
I always felt like I'm some sort of a observer, even when I was inside of it. You know, I never felt like I quite made it into the league of real Ukrainian this or real Ukrainian that, and I certainly didn't feel Russian.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was somehow misplaced to begin with. One of my friends actually put it pretty well when I was leaving, that he was like, yeah, you know, you never really fit the local streets. You gotta go, man. You
know? Was that a compliment or was that an insult?
Neither. It was just kind of how it is.
Yeah. So you've got this interesting kind of foot in Ukraine, U.S., and Latin America, and you never really felt totally Ukrainian and resettled in the U.S. I'm just curious to know what thoughts occur to you in this strange age of anti-immigrant feeling in Washington and everything that's been going on. The U.S. used to be this open country. It feels a lot less open now. What do you see?
I know I get asked a lot of this suddenly, and something came to my attention. It was a book, autobiography of this Swedish prime minister during World War I and World War II. And he himself was just very much activist, going on missions to like Africa and Latin America, and very involved with supporting, you know, the suffering people. Like, that was his background, right? In his autobiography, there was not a one single mention of World War I, World War II, or any of his missions.
That's odd.
It's odd, but, and I found it to be incredibly interesting, because clearly that person was involved in social justice on all fronts. Did he brag about it? No. So I find something for myself in that.
And what is that? Sum it up.
Well, I mean, I just find a lot of people kind of jumping on a wagon of being rebellious when it's the most convenient thing to do.
Yeah.
It's just like, that is so lame.
That kind
and
of...
So how about, like, where were you like 10, 15, 20, and then 30, 40 years ago? You know, and where will you be 5 years from now?
So Eugene Hoots is suspicious of anyone who jumps on the bandwagon with a song that feels like activism and self-righteous chest thumping. But he and Gogol Bordello don't shy away from the immigrant and refugee issue here in the U.S. On their just-released album, there's a track called...
You Know Who We Are? It's more about just keeping a high frequency while it's happening, after it's happening, and hopefully before it was happening.
Kind of a situational awareness.
Yes, that's actually a good way to put it.
Fire hose in your ear, blow torch in your face. We live behind the kingdom of disgrace. Whatever happened to being transmuted, you find out quick when being a brute dead. Hey, got you stuck in a brooded funk. With immigrants dying, I transmute your junk. Ain't no gypsy, cry superstar. With immigrants dying, you know who we are.
Eugene Hoots, band leader of Gogol Bordello. Their new album is Seekers and Finders, and they are already on their fall world tour. The show is as high energy as always. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Ain't no gypsy, cry superstar. With immigrants dying, and you know who